Tanto Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Ready, Set, Rogue by Manda Collins. Narrated by Beverly A. Crick. Chapter 1. The Marquis of Kerr was having a very bad day. As if breaking an axle on his ancient family travelling carriage on the most deserted portion of the drive from London to the south coast hadn't been inconvenience enough, there was also the fact that his favourite horse was miles back, tied behind the coach carrying his baggage and valet. To compound his situation, after instructing the coachman and outriders to wait for help, he'd set out on foot for the coaching inn, some 3 miles up the road, only for the skies to open up and release a deluge not felt on earth since the Great Flood, he was convinced. If it hadn't been for a chance meeting with his cousin the day before, he'd not have been travelling to the Downs at all. But the news that his late Aunt Celeste had done what she'd always threatened, left her estate to a bevy of blue stockings, had meant beating a hasty path to her manor house near the village of Little Seaford before any of her hangers-on arrived. At least, that had been the plan when he set out. At this rate, all 4 harpies would have descended upon Beecham House before he had a chance to so much as hide the silver. Thus it was that when he reached the Fox and Pheasant, he was not only wet, muddy, and exhausted, he was hungry, which, as his old nanny could attest, made for a very grouchy Torquil indeed. Despite the rain, the inn-yard was bustling with activity, as the bright yellow mail coach, which had just arrived, released its passengers into the already crowded doorway of the hostelry. Cursing beneath his breath, Quill elbowed his way through.